Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello, friends. This week we are studying the subject of the fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord is often a misunderstood term that we find throughout the Scriptures, over 300 references to the fear of the Lord or the fear of God in the Old Testament alone. The fear of the Lord has several components to it, and Monday we took a look at the fact that the fear of the Lord is to hate evil, Proverbs 8:13, that God says that a person who has a true fear of God also has a hatred for things that are evil, unclean, or unholy, has a zero tolerance for sin, you could say. Then yesterday we talked about how the fear of the Lord also means to have a reverential awe or respect for God. And today we're going to talk about a third component to the fear of God. The fear of God is unreserved obedience to the Lord. The person who walks in a genuine fear of the Lord would not dare disobey God, even if it meant giving up that which is dearest to him. We find this kind of fear of God in the story of Abraham in Genesis chapter 22. In the first verse, it begins, "After these events, God tested and proved Abraham and said to him, 'Abraham,' and he said, 'Here I am.' God said, 'Take now your son, your only son, Isaac, whom you love, and go to the region of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering upon one of the mountains of which I will tell you.' So Abraham rose early in the morning, saddled his donkey, and took two of his young men with him and his son Isaac. And he split the wood for the burnt offering and then began the trip to the place of which God had told him. On the third day, Abraham looked up and saw the place in a distance. And Abraham said to his servants, 'Settle down and stay here with the donkey, and I and the young man will go yonder and worship and come again to you.' Then Abraham took the wood for the burnt offering and laid it on the shoulders of Isaac, his son, and he took the fire in his own hand and a knife, and the two of them went on together. And Isaac said to Abraham, 'My father.' And he said, 'Here I am, my son.' Isaac said, 'See, here are the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt sacrifice?' Abraham said, 'My son, God himself will provide a lamb for the burnt offering.' So the two went on together. When they came to the place of which God had told him, Abraham built an altar there. Then he laid the wood in order, and he bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar on the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took hold of the knife to slay his son. But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, 'Abraham, Abraham.' He answered, 'Here I am.' And he said, 'Do not lay your hand on the lad or do anything to him. For now I know that you fear and revere God, since you have not withheld from me your son, your only son.'" The person who walks in a genuine fear of the Lord would not dare disobey God, even if it meant giving up that which is dearest to him. In the story of Abraham and his son Isaac, God very well knew of Abraham's deep love for Isaac. God himself said, "Take now your son, your only son, Isaac, whom you love, and go to the region of Moriah and offer him there." The fear of the Lord which the Lord points out to Abraham in this incident, can be defined as a willingness on the part of the person who fears God to not withhold anything from God, even that which is dearest to the heart. Abraham's son Isaac was so dear to him, the son of his old age, the promise of God, the desire of his heart for years to have a son with his wife Sarah. And here he was, the living culmination of the promise, and he was asked by God to give him back. Many times in our lives, God will come to us and point to something in our lives that God desires for us to give to the Lord. It may be a career. It may be something so dear to us, perhaps a dream that you've had all your life, something you've held closely to, perhaps a child, perhaps a family member. And the Lord says to offer that special thing to God. The fear of the Lord in your life will be demonstrated when you are willing to not withhold the dearest thing in your life from God. In Elizabeth Elliot's amazing book, Through Gates of Splendor, she tells the amazing story of her husband, Jim Elliot, and four other men who loved God profoundly. These men went at the calling of God to South America in the 1950s to begin a work among the Indians who had not yet heard about God. They worked for several years, learning the language, working among the people, longing to see converts among those with whom they were working. But in their hearts was a deep desire to reach a particular Indian tribe that had never been reached with the gospel. These Indians, called the Aucas, were known to be savage murderers. They had struck fear and terror in the hearts of other Indian tribes in the area who feared them because they would sneak up and attack a person or persons unsuspecting of their presence in the jungle and kill them brutally with their 9-foot-long spears. These Aucas had never had any positive contact with white men. In fact, they had murdered several Shell Oil Company workers who had encroached on their territory by building a Shell Oil plant in the Indian territory. And yet these missionary young men had a burning passion to see the Aucas won to the Lord and to his love. They were well aware that their attempts to contact these people could very well cost them their lives. And through the dealings of God, all five of these men came to the place where they were willing not to withhold a single thing from the Lord, even if it meant their very lives. And they were married men with families. As the story turns out, all five of these men were brutally murdered when they attempted to make contact with this Indian tribe in the jungles of South America. They literally laid down their lives for these people in an attempt to reach them with the gospel. But the point came in those young men's lives where they had to decide whether they would withhold from God even themselves, even to the point of protecting themselves, when God's call on them was very clear to attempt to reach these Indians with the gospel. Just like Abraham and Isaac, they had to come to a point of decision when God very clearly called them to go and to even be willing to lay down their life on the altar for these Indians whom God loved. They demonstrated the most profound fear of God, such respect for God, such genuine fear of the Lord, that they would not dare disobey God, even if it meant giving up their own lives. Is there something in your life today that you're holding back from God? When we withhold from God, we are demonstrating a lack of fear of the Lord in our own lives. Often we'll hear people say, "Oh, God told me to do this, and I waited a year, God told me again, and I still didn't do it, and finally I gave in." Such accounts of the dealings of God with us show a lack of fear of God in our lives. Don't be one who does not walk in the fear of the Lord. God wants us to be those who walk in the fear of the Lord, because the fear of the Lord leads to life, and he who has it will abide in satisfaction. That's all the time we have. This is Rita Langland encouraging you to have a victorious week. Hi, thanks for listening today. I would like to invite you to prayerfully consider becoming a partner with Hidden with Christ Ministries. We call our partners supply keepers. In the Old Testament, the supply keeper was the one that maintained and distributed the material supplies needed by the soldiers who were going out to the front lines of battle. Our supply keepers help us broadcast the gospel around the world. We are currently broadcasting our program in Russia, in Europe, in North Africa, in the South Pacific, and Australia, and we are longing to expand into the Middle East and to all of Asia. Call us at 1-866-HE-HEALS or email us through our website and let us know that you'd like to become a supply keeper, helping to disciple the nations before the return of our Lord.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.